Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Coach MJ. You're probably like, MJ, why are you here? I'm going to tell you why I'm here. First of all, just make sure that you can hear me, please. Make sure you can hear me. Yes. Yay. Corinne is busy this morning getting your replays ready from the event on Sunday. So I don't know how to do that. And she does. So she is. All the little no BS elves that know how to do that are busy at work so that we can get it to you quickly. So we need like a week from Sunday. We're just asking that you give us a week. So we are very excited. So today is a Q&A. Coach Betsy is going to be in the Q&A box. So if you have any questions for Coach Betsy, you can populate them there. And also, you have got Coach Judith in the chat. She's going to be populating some links and doing all that other kind of stuff. Betsy, whenever you get here, just raise your hand. I guess if you ain't here, then you ain't going to hear me say that. But Zoom being an ass this morning, Betsy. I'm trying. It is not. Oh, here we go. Promote to panelists. There we go. All right. So we are going to be doing all things Mission Possible. Mission Possible. Of which I'm very excited about. Mission Possible. So I have made some notes. I've got all the things. So, and I will even be showing you where to find it on the website. So this is our first Q&A for Mission Possible, which is our focus this month. If you don't know what that is, let me tell you, we are all going through no BS. And let me tell you the importance of going back through it. I listened to module one. That is the focus this week of the no BS weight loss program. And I realized I hadn't checked some of my boxes. I don't know how I didn't check boxes, but I didn't check boxes. So I have gone in and checked my boxes this morning. So there were like three boxes I hadn't checked. So I'm glad I went through it this morning. So what is module one of the no BS weight loss program? That is what we're focused on this week. This first week of Mission Possible. It is all about the four basics. So what are the four basics, you ask? You plan your food. Drink 64 ounces of water every day, get 7 hours of sleep, and you eat when you're hungry, stop when you've had enough. That is the four basics. So that's what this week is focused on. So I am Coach MJ. I am the head coach here at No BS. So that's who I am. I have been with Corinne I lost my weight with Corinne, and then I have worked for No BS for a couple years now. And now I'm the head coach. So that is who I am. If you don't know who I am, that's who I am. This is a Q&A call. So we will not be coaching on this call. We're just going to answer questions. So any questions that you have about Mission Possible, which is our focus this month, any questions that you have about the four basics, which is module one, which is our focus this week, you can put those in the Q&A. Betsy will answer those and leave some for me to answer if there's anything that I need to answer. So I'm going to go through some of the rules of Mission Possible. That's really what we're going to focus on the first part of this call. So I've already said module one is this week. Corinne is not here because she is busy, like the no BS elf that she is, working on getting the replays up from the Building the You of 2022 event that we had this last Sunday. If you did not make it, not a problem. The replays will be up on the website under events within the week. You'll get notified when they go up. So just give us a week to get those up and then you'll be able to go through those. This Saturday is the very first worksheet call. Coach Heather is going to take you through the module one worksheets. She's going to be focused on good, better, best, and the 24-hour plan. Those are the two that she's really going to focus on Saturday. So if you have questions about that, make sure that you are on that call or you listen to it on the replays. That is this Saturday at 10:30 Central on the 8th of January, 2022. So before we get started, we want to celebrate all of the No BS women that have reached milestones. This week, we had 14 people join the Queen's Club. Queen's Club is anybody who has lost 25 or more pounds. 25 pounds and you qualify for the Queen's Club. You can find all of that information on the website under Facebook and subgroups. So, and you do not have to have lost it all with us. So if you were on another diet and you lost, you know, your 25 pounds and then you joined OBS, you still get that. You get credit for all those pounds. We're not going to say you need to lose 25 more pounds, right? So if you have lost 25 pounds any kind of way, you head on over and join the Queen's Club. The other club that we have, a Century Club, that is for people who have lost 100 pounds. Same rules apply. If you didn't lose it all with No BS, it doesn't matter. You get credit for every pound that you lose. So the quote of the week is from a new Queen's Club member, one of the 14 that joined, Stacy, on why she loves being a No BS woman. I'm being so much kinder to myself. I'm taking care of my body and making an effort to look good. It's almost as if I don't have to lose weight to feel good. I have to feel good to lose weight. Mind fucking blown. Thank you. That's what Stacy says. She's a new member to the Queen's Club. And we want to congratulate Jennifer Kohler for hitting Century Club. Remember, she's lost 100 pounds. Way to go, Jennifer. She says, being an OBS woman reminded me I am a woman and need to take care of me before I can take care of anyone else. Being an OBS woman has made me a better spouse, mother, friend, daughter, sister, and professionally as well. So congratulations to Jennifer, who has just joined the Century Club. That is so awesome. So here we go. We're back on Mission Possible. Okay. Mission Possible. Remember what we're working on this month. The goal is to get everybody through the No BS weight loss program, which is on the website. So I'm gonna first tell you, where can you even listen in OBS? So the first place is on the website. If you go to nobswomen.com, on the side, you will see No BS Weight Loss Course. You click there and press play on your video. That is all you have to do. Okay. You start listening there. The other way that you can listen to it is on the private member podcast. Okay. So if you are asking, what is the private member podcast? Let me tell you, if you hear my dog, middle Sharifi is packing up to go back to college for her last semester. So her dog is barking. So private member podcast. We have three private member podcasts. One is the live trainings. So any call, this call included, any coaching call, any teaching call, everything gets downloaded into that private member podcast, the live trainings, No BS live trainings. Every word that comes out of our faces goes there. The other one that we have is the No BS weight loss course podcast. That is where you can listen to all of the No BS course lessons in podcast form. The third one that we have are the self-paced courses podcast. So there are three podcasts. All of the bonus courses like self-love, anything that we have on the website is in that private member podcast. So if you do not have those, if you've gone on your podcast app and you've looked up losing 100 pounds with Corinne, it is fantastic, but that is the public podcast. How do you get the private member podcast? You have to be a member of No BS, which if you're on this call, you are. And you need to email support. You cannot Google, look in your Apple podcast. You can't look in there and get those podcasts. They're not for the public. They're only for No BS women. So you need to email support at pnptribe.com. And they will get you the link to download those private member podcasts. So remember, there are three of them. The No BS Weight Loss Course, which is the No BS Weight Loss Course, but in podcast form. The live trainings, No BS Live Trainings, which is where every single call, every word, everything that we say goes in that podcast. And the self-paced courses. So if you don't have one or all three of those, you need to email support at pmptribe.com. They will get you the link so that you can take full advantage of all of those podcasts. So that is where you will find your No BS Weight Loss Course, which is our focus for the month. So on the website, I think I'm going to try to share my screen and show you exactly how you get to all of this fantastic goodness on the website. So let me do that now. Let's see how this works, shall we? Here we go. Let me see. I'm going to show you where everything is. So if you're like, I don't know where all this stuff is, I'm going to show you. So here is what you should see in just a moment is the No BS website. Do you see the No BS website? If you do, then that is exactly what you should be seeing. If you go under self-study resources, self-paced workshops, dun, 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 here is Mission Possible. Mission Possible. Here it is. So you're going to click on Get Started. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. So notice over here is Corinne's fantastic goodness on this little gauge right here. Okay. Right now, there is nothing on it. It is going to be updated every single Sunday. Okay. It's going to be updated every Sunday. So you want to come back here like on Monday and see how everybody's doing. How do we get this gauge to move? Okay. There are two ways to get this gauge to move. Number one, it's boxes checked on No BS. Okay. So when you go to the No BS weight loss course, at the very bottom under the video, it says click here when you're complete, lesson completed, or whatever it says completed. Check the box. That is exactly how this gauge will rise. Also, in the Facebook group, we have two hashtags. Hashtag repeat. If you have been through No BS before and this is, you're doing it again. And hashtag get it done if it's the very first time that you have ever gone through No BS. Or maybe you're a person who like got through half of it, didn't finish it. If you've never finished, completed No BS before, the No BS weight loss program, the No BS weight loss course, you are on hashtag get it done. Okay. That is how we have some Facebook metrics. People that know how to do all that stuff, they will be counting how many hashtags are used and how many boxes are checked on the No BS weight loss course. Okay. That's how it works. We'll count those numbers up. When we have 25,000 either boxes checked or hashtags used, you will be, we will unlock a prize. It's going to be awesome. First prize, when we get to 25,000, either hashtags or boxes clicked, you will unlock 10 of Corinne's favorite boxes. Her favorite books, pens, all kinds of goodies. So 10 members will be selected to get that. I'll tell you in a minute how you get selected. If we all as a group unlock 50,000 points, then we are going to be unlocking an entire accountability group, gets virtual camp and an Airbnb gift card. So you can go wherever you want with your accountability group and do virtual camp together, which is going to be, that's a fantastic prize in and of itself. When we get to 75,000, either boxes and hashtags combined, we will unlock a Peloton tread or a bike. Peloton, yo. That is so crazy. And then if we get to 100,000 boxes checked and hashtags, you get a VIP in-person camp package. That's awesome too. That's what I want you to do. So you're going to check your boxes. If you have already been through No BS and you have already checked your boxes, you do not need to uncheck your boxes. When this challenge started, we went ahead and counted how many boxes were checked. So that's our baseline. So we're only going up from there. Okay. If you listen to it on the Private Member Podcast, there are no boxes to check. So you want to make sure that you come back to the website and click your boxes so that we get credit for all of your amazing listening and learning. So you'll want to come back onto the website. Now, if you're saying, Coach MJ, I've already done No BS, but I want to keep up with my boxes and where I am in the program, you know, we got you. We got you. Down here at the bottom, we have a checklist. It's on my printer. Let me get it. I printed it out. I don't want to click on it because then it'll take me out of the screen. It looks just like this. So as you re-listen to OBS, or even if you're listening for the first time, it's every single module. You can just check it off on here. Tells you how long each unit is. So you can kind of see, like, how much time do I have today? Right? So you can look at this and see, okay? That is on the bottom of the page. At the end of the month, on the 30th, you will be filling out a survey. I completed No BS. I'm an OBS woman. I've completed Mission Possible. I'm a hashtag repeat, hashtag get it done. You'll fill out the survey and then we will generate winners from that survey. So that's all you have to do to be eligible to win a prize. No hoops to jump through, no nothing. You just fill out the survey and that's it. So I'm going to show you. Let me see. Tell me if you can see now the No BS. It's coming, the No BS Weight Loss Course. Do y'all see No BS Weight Loss Course? Tell me. You should. Okay, good. All right. Here you go. You click on Module 1, Unit 1, whatever one you're working on. See, it says Mark as Complete. My box is checked. When you come on here, if your box isn't checked, it'll look like that. And you just check. It's complete. That's all you do. Then you get credit. That's how you do. And like I said, if you've listened to No BS on the Private Member Podcast, if you've listened to the No BS Weight Loss Course on the podcast, just come over here to the website and just go through. You'll mark it as complete. Scroll down, go to next. Next. And then you just click your boxes like that. That's all you do. And listen, I took some stats this morning. The entire Module 1 of No BS is 63 minutes long. All the videos combined, 63 minutes. So all you need to do is schedule an hour this week to listen to Module 1. You don't have an hour, you say? I've got your back again. If you are on the website, you just click this little gear right here. You see it says speed 2 times. Just 2 times speeder. You can listen to all of Module 1 in 30 minutes. Same thing on the Private Member Podcast. You can adjust her speed, listen to it on 2 times. That's it. You got 30 minutes, you can get it done. Okay. So that is, you know, Mission Possible in a nutshell. Let me look at my notes, make sure I didn't miss anything. Because, you know, sometimes I get excited. We talked about how do you get the prizes, how to check your boxes and all that kind of stuff. And it says on here, here's your homework for the week in Mission Possible, which I'm glad
I did what it said because I did have three boxes that were not checked. And I have been through no BS countless of times. I am on, you know, team repeat all day long. I had three units. I hadn't checked the boxes in module one. So I checked them today. So double check your boxes. So if you're like, I've been an OBS woman forever, I know those boxes are checked. I'm the OBS head coach and I knew my boxes were checked and they weren't. So do yourself a favor. Do all the OBS women a favor. Go check those boxes. So you can count me down for three boxes on our way to unlocking our first prize. You're welcome. You're welcome. Cheer people on who are on team Get It Done. Remember what it was like the first time you went through OBS? How excited you were, probably a little bit of like, oh my gosh, this is so much information. I don't know if I can do this, blah, all the things. Cheer them on, even if it's just to give them a like. Just go through that Facebook group and cheer them on. If you know, when you journal one day, write a note to the version of you on the 30th when you're filling out that survey and you're like, I went back through OBS or I went through OBS for the first time. Tell yourself how proud you are of yourself and give yourself the gift of reading it at the end of the month. That would be such a great gift to give to yourself. And then if you've been in an accountability group and y'all kind of all fell off and, you know, y'all kind of all fell off and y'all don't really talk anymore, reach back out to them. Be like, what team are y'all on? Let's get this done together. That's such a great way to, like, you know, just kind of get back in the groove of accountability. Okay. So, and I'm going to just tell you, for all of y'all who were like, I done been through that in OBS about 12 times. I don't want to go through it again. If you go in the Facebook group, I just scrolled this morning for a minute. I bet you every single hashtag team repeat that I saw was like, oh my, I'd never heard that before. I am so glad I went back and listened to that. I never thought about it that way before. I swear I didn't hear that the first time I went through. So I want y'all to make sure that you are going back through it. So, you know, you want to give yourself the gift of going back through. Okay. Cindy asked, if all my boxes are checked, they don't count toward the goal. How do I participate in reaching the goal? You hashtag in the Facebook group. So that will also be counted. So we went through when the challenge started, we checked all the boxes. We know how many boxes were already checked through the magic of website that is way above my pay grade. And I don't know how you do it, but the magical elves did it. They know how many were checked. And we knew a ton of you already had boxes checked. So we created these hashtags. Well, first of all, so you can cheer each other on, you can be on a team. And second of all, so that the ones who have been here for a while, have already completed OBS, you have a way to help us reach this goal. So you go in there, hashtag, because Facebook will tell us. So the ones that count toward the challenge are the ones on the website. This piece of paper that's like the guide, that's just if you want to use it. It's not a requirement. You don't have to use it. Like for me, a lot of my boxes were already checked. So I'll probably go through and check it on paper just so I can keep up with where I am, but I may not do it either. Like, you do not have to do this piece of paper. It's just if you are like a deep dive diva and you're like, oh, I love to check boxes. I want to check them twice. But this is just for your own use. The boxes that check, that count towards the gauge, the temperature gauge on the website, are the boxes inside of the OBS weight loss course on the website. So, private member podcast, if you don't have it, there are three of them. support@pmptribe.com. They'll get you set up. That's where you can listen to it. If you choose to listen to it there, that's totally fine. But just go back to nobswomen.com. Make sure you check your boxes so that we can reach our goal and unlock all of these fabulous prizes. KK Snyder, you can redo the course, but if your boxes are already checked, that's already in our baseline. Okay. We want it. You don't have to go uncheck the boxes. Just go. If you've already got your boxes checked and you're a Facebook user, go ahead and use your hashtag, either team repeat or get it done. So that's how you're going to count towards our goal. But we wanted to have a baseline to know where everybody was. So, and you could just, you don't just have to do your hashtag when you complete a module. You can go in there with an aha, like, oh my God, I had never heard that before. Hashtag repeat, whatever you, whenever you have an aha, every time you can post about your grandbabies and hashtag repeat. You can totally do that. So, and your team, if you've done it before, your team repeat. If you've never completed an OBS, your hashtag get it done. Hashtag team repeat, hashtag get it done. That's how it works. Okay. So yes, baseline. Yes, Judy, that's exactly right. KK said, y'all about to see some grandbaby pics. Yes. Is just how many times you use that hashtag. Let's get those prizes unlocked. I actually have on this top because I was preparing for this call and I have a 4-mile run today and I didn't get it done this morning. So I thought, how can I make exercise easy on myself? I'll come to this call already dressed up to run. And then all I have to do is like put my hair up and then go run. All right. Let's get to some questions. Lisa asks, how are we doing with the Mission Possible Gauge goal so far? It is updated every Sunday. So check back on Monday, every Monday. You can put that on your calendar to go back and look at it on Monday and you will see the gauge go up. That's how you do it. Chris, I have a hard time getting sleep. I lay awake for hours trying to fall asleep. Am I missing out on the benefits of weight loss if I'm not actually sleeping? No, you're not. So we even count in sleep inside of NoBS time in the bed. Undistracted time in the bed counts as well. Okay. And look, there's always seasons. There's menopause, little tiny babies that don't sleep all night long. There are always seasons in our life when our sleep is down just a little bit. You just want to be aware of it. Get sleep when you can. Naps count towards sleep. And like I said, uninterrupted, like if you're watching TV, if you're scrolling on your phone, all that kind of stuff, that does not count towards sleep. But if you are laying there, as Corinne says, bored as fuck, it counts. Count that as time you're resting your body. And it may not be a season of sleep. So there are some things that you can look at. You know, you can take magnesium or melatonin to kind of help you get to sleep. You can start, you know, there's all kinds of like little sleep hacks and tricks that you can try. You know, turning off devices ahead of time, like, you know, an hour before you go to bed, you could try that. Lower the temperature in your room. Sometimes it's easier to sleep if it is cooler in your room. Maybe if you live in a city and there's a lot of city noise, you could get like, you know, like one of those noise, whatever it's called, like that little white noise machine. You know, there are some things that you can try, but right now, maybe it's not a season for sleep and that's okay. But you do want to get your rest as much as you can. So, Judy, I didn't do a few modules. So do I repeat or get it done? Also, when I go through, should I do some on paper and click the ones I missed? I'm confused about clicking and unclicking. So like, Judy, this is exactly what I was talking about earlier. So I thought I had already gone through NoBS. But I hadn't checked some of my boxes. I didn't go and uncheck any of them. I just checked the ones that weren't checked. I just checked the ones that weren't checked. If you want to keep up with it on paper, you absolutely can. So like maybe all your boxes are checked and you're like, I just want to see how far I've gotten. You know, maybe you're like, I don't know if I'll remember where I stopped. You can just check it on this paper if you want to, if that's going to benefit you, but you don't have to use this piece of paper. But you do not need to unclick anything. And if you, I had a private client the other day who was like, I never went through module 4 of NoBS. So she's on, and she's been a private client for over a year. She's been in NoBS for a long time. She was like, I never went through module four. I'm going to call myself team get it done for the first time. I think that's awesome. Let's see. Anonymous attendee. Hello. I continue to plan and assess every day, but every day I find that I'm going off plan and or overeating. I am 7 pounds away from goal and have been on a stall for 2 months now. I can't figure out why I plan. Listen all the calls. I re-listen to module one already and feel so motivated. Then each day I feel like I screw up by going off plan or eating past full. I feel defeated and then I'll never get to the goal. Okay. This is what is so awesome. You are, first of all, I would not say I'm on a stall because you're not on a stall. You're overeating. You already said, right? So a stall is when I'm doing all the things. I know I am. I'm dialed into everything and my weight is not moving. So you're not on a stall. You're making choices that are keeping you from getting to your goal. So stall, like, how does it feel when you think you're on a stall? It didn't feel very great, but you already know what the issue is. So now you know where you can start working. This is for every no BS woman. If you are going off plan every day, it is not doable. It is not a doable plan. If it was doable, you'd be doing it. That's how doable planning works. So I want you, anonymous attendee, I want you to go back and see what you're eating. What have you been choosing to go off plan with? Plan it. Plan it. And you know why I'm telling you that? Because I am doing that myself today. We have some amazing cheesecake in this kitchen. Okay? I didn't plan it the past 2 nights. Guess what I ate? Cheesecake. I filled out 2 discovery worksheets yesterday and again today for last night eating cheesecake. I've been going off plan with cheesecake for 2 days. Guess what's on my plan today? Cheesecake. Cheesecake. I'm like, I'm fucking eating it anyway. I may as well put it on my plan. There is one piece left. We don't typically have cheesecake. I want to finish that last piece of cheesecake. And I was like, am I really going to bullshit myself and not write it down? Now, what's going to happen tonight? I'm going to have my dinner. And because I know I can have the cheesecake, I may ask myself, am I hungry? Could I maybe save that cheesecake for tomorrow? That's called having your own back instead of eating behind your own back. Okay. And then as far as I would pick one. If you want to work on overeating, then there are tools in the No BS Weight Loss course on the website about how to help you find your enough. You can work on that. But my first thing would be planning. I'd be planning that stuff that you're eating off plan. If you're making a plan every day and you're not following it, it's not doable. You need to make it doable. All that stuff that you've been eating behind your back, write it down. You're eating it anyway, right? May as well. So I'm eating cheesecake. So I'm writing that shit down because I do not want to. I don't want to do another discovery worksheet tomorrow. So I've decided I'm writing it down. And Corinne calls it, and it actually came from one of my private clients, a book of lies. You write like this amazing, like gorgeous plan that like it's all best foods and whatever. When you know that you're eating cheesecake every day, well, then write down the cheesecake. So that would be where I would start. Let's see, Peggy. Waiting for hunger at night is something that I just haven't mastered yet. Evening snacks after 8 p.m. I sit down and immediately go to the I want something to eat. And then I food shop in the kitchen. I have the thoughts I shouldn't be eating. I'm not really hungry, but I continue to shop and eat. Any tips, tricks, and techniques to change this? Yes. Yes. But first of all, Peggy, I want to applaud you for what you wrote in this question. Okay. Waiting for hunger at night is something that I just haven't mastered yet. So Peggy has a couple ways she can look at it. she could be thinking, I keep screwing up at night. I can't figure it out. Right? Like, I just keep doing this every night. It's too hard. I just can't do this. But instead, Peggy has decided she hasn't mastered it yet. That feels amazing, probably to Peggy. It means that Peggy is not giving up. Peggy's on here deciding what she's, you know, asking for help. She knows that it's possible to figure it out. So good job, Peggy. That's exactly how it needs to be written. High five to you, Peggy. So I'm not really hungry. The first thing I really love is to acknowledge you probably are somebody who has been eating at 8 o'clock for a long time. So of course, your body sends up an urge at 8 o'clock. It's like, you know, the bell tolls 8 o'clock and you're like, is that an urge? I think I'm ready to go eat some. So the first thing is just to say, of course, I want to eat something at 8 o'clock. I've been doing it for a long time. Of course I do. That's exactly, first acknowledge it. Nothing is wrong. Nothing bad has happened. Of course I want to eat. I've been doing it for a long time. The second thing that you want to do is you can even set your environment up for success. So a couple things that I like triggers for me. Kathy Hartman used to told me this one time and I was like, where was this whenever I was losing weight? Because I heard this after I had gotten to maintenance. The things that you typically eat, put a discovery worksheet in it, on it. So like I have a drawer with all my snacks in it. You could just lay a discovery worksheet right there, be like, oh, am I really hungry? Just like a reminder, like a trigger, give you an opportunity to think so that you just don't go through your habit. You could post a discovery worksheet on the inside of your pantry or cabinet to remind you. Maybe even foods that you typically tend to go for, put a little question mark on them. You know, just a little trigger to have you be conscious. Because what's happening is now your habit brain is taking over and you're not giving your conscious brain an opportunity to have the conversation. That's the first place I would start. But it really does come down to that first sentence. I love it so much. Like, I haven't figured this out yet, but I'm willing to do some stuff to figure it out. And it also, I want you to really think about this too. Like, if you know this is the pattern, there are a couple things that you can do. You know that you're going to have an urge at 8 o'clock. It happens every night. There are two amazing resources. Judith, I'm putting you to work. Coach Judith, get ready to get some links. We have a planning for urges worksheet on the website. So if you know at 8 o'clock, or at 4 o'clock, or, you know, whatever time you have an urge and you tend to eat, do that planning for urges worksheet ahead of time when you can make your decisions and you're not in the moment. That's number one. Number two, so planning for urges worksheet, Coach Judith is going to put that in the chat as well as it will be linked on this call. Coach Betsy will do that because she's amazing. And then the second thing that you can do is on the website, we have a page called SOS. Okay. SOS. What you can do with that is there is one that is called the overeating window. That's like a lot of teachers, you know, right when I get home from school, I eat every day. Yours is at 8 p.m. Go listen to some of those. Go listen to some of those. The overeating window SOS. You'll get some amazing ideas there as well. So I want you to do those two things. Planning for urges, SOS. All right. Let's see. Michelle. So does it mean, she's asking about Mission Possible. So she's saying that her boxes don't count. Look. We have got a baseline, okay? For our team repeaters, team repeat, how you're going to get your box, how you're going to go towards the goal is the hashtag in Facebook. Okay. If you are not on, if you are not on Facebook, we have, you can go in to Ask Coaches during the month, ask your questions and Ask Coaches. We can get them from there as well. Hashtag repeat, hashtag team, get it done. If you are not on Facebook, if you are on Facebook, put those hashtags in the Facebook page. It's much easier for us to count them. If you are not, put go and ask your questions and Ask Coaches. When you have one, just hashtag yourself, whatever team you're on. Contessa, I love that name. For hashtag repeat, do we need to report each unit or can we just report when we have completed each module? Just wondering how to help better help it be counted. If you are in Facebook, every hashtag counts. So if you, that's what I was saying, if you have your, you know, here's my new grandbaby or my new granddog or my, like for me, my daughter just went out to college, hashtag repeat. Just use them as many times as you want to. Yes, Kiki, the hashtags count in the subgroups as well. So if you are in the main Facebook group or in the subgroup, they count. Jamie, can you give me some suggestions on the planner question? How will I make weight loss easier tomorrow? I'm stuck with food prep, drink water, sleep when possible. Jamie wants to know. So here we're going to use, it's called crowdsourcing. In the chat right now, what are some answers you give to how will I make weight loss easier tomorrow? Go ahead. No BS women. What you got? What you got? Go ahead. Make another doable plan. Waiting for hunger. Meal prep. Plate my food. That's a good one. Think easy thoughts. Plan and assess. Water. Listening to my body, a monk meal. If you don't know what a monk meal is, that means one meal. I'm going to sit in silence. No distractions, no phone, no television, no nothing. That's a good way to do it. All of the tips and tricks that we give you inside of module one, that like if you think you're hungry, drink 8 ounces of water and wait 15 minutes. That's a really good way to kind of test your doable hunger. Options on the plan. I love that. So if you kind of don't know where you're going to go, you can put a couple of options on your plan. Eat the first 10 bites slowly and then assess. Cut meals in half and wait 10 minutes. Throw away the leftover Christmas cookies. I love that. Listen to an urge meditation. Eat the best bite first. Oh my God, that's so good. Plan what you're overeating. We talked about that just a minute ago. Use chopsticks. How awesome is that? A fuck it foods worksheet or plan a binge. All of those are on the resources page on the website. Yes, Alicia, you can find it on the website. It is under, let me look for it exactly where it's at. Self-study resources, I think. No, that's not it either. Where is it, y'all? It is under. Oh, it's under self-study resources and no BS meditations. So we have a kick-ass affirmation and an urge meditation. So that is where you find it. I knew it was there. I knew it was there. So you've gotten some great suggestions, Jamie. And also, if you are listening to this on the Private Member Podcast, if you go to the website, you will see all of these amazing answers on the replays because we do download the chats there as well. You see the chats for all of these calls. Okay, Penny wants to know about all the different methods that we use. So one method we used to use is called the Kathy method. Kathy made it up. So a lot of members you'll hear talk about the Kathy method. All the Kathy method is, if you're working on the side of have I had enough, what you do is you serve yourself half or you eat half. So you have your plate in front of you, you eat half of it. When you're done with half, you wait 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Then you ask yourself, am I hungry? You see then if you're hungry. If you're still hungry, you eat half of what you have left. So half of the half. And if you're not, then you're done. That's it. And you keep doing that till you've had enough. That's a great way to do it. On the am I hungry side, a really good way to do it is what we call on the clock. So you drink 8 ounces of water. If you're a brand new newbie who has never done this before, you drink 8 ounces of water and then you're on the clock. You set a timer for 15 minutes. Then you ask yourself, am I hungry? Now, if you have been doing this for a while, you can drink 16 ounces of water. I'm on the clock and set a timer for like 30 minutes. It's just giving yourself a little break from when you initially think you're hungry so that you don't, you know, because a lot of us come in here like food is an emergency, hunger is an emergency. I really do need to go ahead and eat. Like, when am I ever going to eat again? It's giving you a little bit of space from that initial thought that maybe you're hungry. A lot of times our bodies tell us we're hungry and we're really thirsty. So those are really two good ways. And there are also some other ideas in module one of the No BS weight loss course. Sheila, can you talk more about food substitutions? Yes, I can. So a lot of times what happens is, like, let's say that I have, this happens every Wednesday. I did a better job of it than I usually do. On Wednesdays, there's $5 sushi at the Publix. So I usually sit here and I make my plan for dinner. And then by halfway through my day, I'm like, fuck, it's Wednesday. It's $5 sushi over at the Publix. And usually I have some sort of meat, some sort of like a carb kind of protein rice or potatoes or something. And then I have some kind of meat. So usually on Wednesdays, because I have forgotten it's $5 sushi, I make that substitution. For me, it's equal. Because you got a little bit of meat in there, you got a veggie, and you got some kind of carby thing. So today I actually wrote down $5 sushi, which is awesome. So yeah, we're half-falutin over here at the Sharifi house, $5 sushi from the Publix. But like, let's say that I have something planned and then my husband calls and says, I really want to go out to eat. So I take whatever I've had planned. I look at my plan. And when I go to eat, I'm going to make sure that it's an equal swap. So if I planned a salad with some kind of protein on it, I don't go order a burger and fries. I want to go and get something that's about equal. Okay. That's what I want to do. That's like, for me, that's like an equal swap. And I'm okay with that. Some people do count that as off plan. It is up to you. I don't count it as off plan because it doesn't happen very often. Now, if you're starting to see a pattern and like every day you're like, oh, this just sounds better, you really want to question your thoughts about that. But if it happens every once in a while, or like on Wednesday when you know you really wanted sushi, then like, but today I planned it. $5 sushi is on the plan. So, but that's how we do substitutions here at No BS. So, Jen, if you're a diabetic and you need to eat meals to keep your sugar in check but not hungry, how would you recommend I follow the doable hunger? If I wake up and my sugar is low, I need to eat something, but I'm not hungry. Okay, Jen, this is such a Corinne Crabtree answer. We are not overweight because we ate when our blood sugar was low. If you have a medical issue and you check your sugar and your body is telling you you're not physically hungry, but your sugar is telling you that you need to get something in your system, eating a little bit to get your sugar up is not going to make you overweight. That is you 110% taking care of your body. You know, low blood sugar, that sort of stuff, a medical diagnosis, every once in a while is going to trump doable hunger. You know, I mean, if you're going into, you know, if you're like sugar is dangerously low and you're like, well, I'm not hungry. No, that's not how it works. You have to take care of yourself. this is really all about, Jen. I mean, really, the reason we have, a lot of people, me included, I didn't even know what hunger was. I didn't know what satisfied felt like in my body. I was either hangry or had to put on my big girl britches and unbutton. Like, those are the only two things I knew. So what No BS does, what listening to your body does, is it brings you right back to the middle. And you drinking some orange juice or having peanut butter and a banana to get your sugar up is not going to create, and it doesn't happen every day, right? Like, it's not like you have to eat all the time because your sugar keeps falling out. Like, every once in a while, I notice that my sugar drops and I really do need to eat something. That's when you, like, I love myself enough to take care of me. So do not worry about those one-offs. Danielle, I just joined NoBS 2 weeks ago. Congratulations and welcome to the family. I got the NoBS workbook. I'm assuming you're talking about the planner that we use, the 60-day NoBS planner. How do I define my 60-day goal? What is a realistic goal for what I want to lose per week? I don't want to go too big and then be disappointed and spiral, so I'm really nervous to start. I would just say 0.5 pound a week. And if you lose more than that, it's surprise and delight. That's how I always did it. You know, that's kind of how I always did it. But really, that goal, we love a goal. Like, you know, whenever I started, I had my main weight loss, I knew what number I wanted to weigh when I finished. And every decision I made just was pushing me that way. That's where I was just trying to get to. So the goal is like, I am really just wanting to get in this direction. And I'm going to tell you, if you plan to lose 1 pound a week, there's nothing wrong with that either. But what you're going to learn next week in module 2 of No BS is about your thoughts. So disappointed is a feeling created by your thought. So you could plan to lose 1 pound and lose 0.5 pound and think, oh my gosh, it's amazing. I am eating everything I want. I'm not depriving myself. I'm learning to be proud of myself, and I still lost 0.5 pound. Or you could think, well, didn't meet my goal. It's a shit show. I'm never going to get there. That's where the disappointment and the spiral comes from. It's from your thoughts. It's not that number on the scale. And you're going to learn all about that, Danielle. And I'm so excited for you. But I always just say, you know, 0.5 pound a week is amazing. And then for me, I would like, if I would get above it, it was like surprise and delight. Like, woo, I beat my goal. That's the way I always looked at it. When substituting for a meal, this is Dawn is asking this question. When substituting for a meal, do I have to substitute item for item on the plan? If I come home late and feel I'll snack through making dinner, I'll order a pizza or make frozen pizza. Is this off plan? I would say that's off plan. Depends. If you plan pizza, then it's not off plan. If you planned a burger or mozzarella sticks, it would be an equal swap. Right? So it just depends on what you had on your plan, if it is an equal swap. And that is when, like, if you've got frozen pizza or something, like Corinne always talks about her dry ass Weight Watchers pizzas, or, you know, I have things in my refrigerator that if I come to that point, I know I can always stick in the microwave and it is a better choice for me so that I can make equal swaps if my meetings run over, I'm just not feeling well or whatever. So you also might want to evaluate what you have available to you in your house. Like, there are frozen meals in there that, you know, I just have for in case. I just happened to see the chat. Mary Ellen Jurgensen, this happens to me all the time. My people abscond with my meal. Abscond with it. I put it on my plan, what I'm going to have. Then I go in there and it's not even there anymore. If you don't have an equal swap, she's like, if somebody is eating my food, yes, the Brussels sprout. People know my Brussels. I make these amazing Brussels sprouts with sriracha and honey in the air fryer, and my people abscond with them and I have to put them away and hide them. Now they've been threatened with their life. Doesn't happen much more anymore because I've threatened them with their life if they take my Brussels sprouts. But, and now I double the recipe. So if that happens and you don't have anything, it's just, I'm going to make the best choice available. So what if it's off plan? Like, if you eat it mindfully, you fill out a discovery worksheet and you're like, my people absconded with my food, right? Like, you can be very proud of how you showed up still, whether you're on plan or off plan. So, okay. I hope I say your name right. C-E-I. Wants to know some things. She wants in the chat, if we could. I would love some things I like about myself. Input. She skips it. What do you like about, what are some things you like about yourself today? I'll tell you what I wrote down today. I like my commitment. I like my calendar that I created for myself today. And I like my willingness. Nothing, you know, nothing on there about, I love my boobs. Like, you know, whatever. Lots of times it'll be my hair. Right after I get my nails done, it'll be my nails. Be stuff like that. I'm a good partner mom. I'm a kick-ass grandma. I'm kind generally, LOL. I love that so much. My determination, self-care. I will tell you, my private clients who struggle with self-love, I often ask them as their first level up, if they're putting things that are not physically related, to put one thing physical, which could be your nails, your eyelashes, your lips, your hair, one thing physical, and the other two don't have to be. Like, that is the first little, you know, starting to put something a little bit physical on there. But like I said, it doesn't have to be, you know, anything crazy. Could be, you know, something. I love my makeup. Like, that says something about you physically. I do love my makeup today, by the way. I should put that on the list. On Roxanne says, on the Sunday call, there were several references of the sigh. What is that? Good question. Corinne gets the sigh a good bit. I don't really get the sigh as much, but like, so if you are eating your whatever, your meal or your snack, a lot of times you, you know, you take the bite and all of a sudden you go, that's the, that you've had enough. That is the sigh. That's the sigh. So a lot of times you'll notice, a lot of people notice they like sigh and then they kind of lean back in their chair or they kind of push their plate away. Like, it's kind of automatic. Your body just kind of automatically kind of puts it away. That's kind of the sigh, like that lean back, just a big deep breath. That means you've had enough. For me, it's looking for the best bite. Which is why I love that one that said, eat the best bite first. What? How can I make what? I mean, I never thought about that. Such a great one. So I notice whenever I'm like digging around for the crouton or the cheese or some, you know, whatever, a little bit of goodness at the bottom, then I'm done. That's my big, I've had enough. Nancy, will you share your thoughts, opinions on writing many, many choices on your daily plan to make sure you're covered? Is this a bad habit to get into? I think when you're first starting out, writing options is amazing. A lot of times I still do write options. Many, many, like if you list out every single thing in your pantry, it might be good time to ask you, do I really need this many? What is one choice that I can let go of today? You know, like to really work on following that plan and keeping the commitment to yourself. But I have a lot of clients that write two choices for each meal and four or five snacks on their plan they get to pick from every day. So I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't see anything wrong with it. Judy, this chat is so good. Can you make it savable? It is. It will be downloaded onto the website when we upload this call. So we upload calls on Tuesday and Thursday every week. So this call will, I guess it'll be out tomorrow. And the chat will be in there. Amy says, again, we are about to get crowd feedback again. Why am I worth this work today? What do y'all put? What do y'all put? I deserve this. What else do you put? Oh God, it goes so fast. I'm worthy. I'm alive. I matter. I am more valuable than the food on my plate. What? That's a good one. Just because this is my one sweet life. I'm changing my life. I'm a human worthy of love. I'm the only me I have. Oh, I deserve to feel good. Life is so important. I matter. I have one life to live. My opinion is the only one that matters. I deserve this. My future self is here. I'm setting myself free. Oh my God, I'm going to go back and read these. Oh my God, these are really good. Y'all are killing it over here. My future self is waiting. I'm healing my body and mind. Those are so good. I have lots to do and experience. Oh, these are so good. My daughters are watching me. I am so loved and appreciated. I cannot wait to go back through and read these on the website once the chat gets uploaded. These are gold. Oh, these are so good. If not now, when? Oh, that's so good, Sydney. Tuesdays and Fridays. Thank you, Judith. Joy, these are good, y'all. I mean, these are real. This chat, if you're listening to this on the Private Member Podcast, get your ass over to nobswomen.com and read these chat because they are so amazing. Nobody should ever say I get stuck on this question. All they have to do is listen to this chat, look at this chat, and oh my word. Joy says, sorry I'm late, but I'm in the middle of work. This was definitely created for me. I haven't done much in the year. I just donate money. How many modules lessons are there? Joy, you are in the right place. I did some math this morning. This week we're doing module one. It is 63 minutes long. If you don't have 63 minutes, you can 2x speed on the website or on the Private Member Podcast. You can listen to all of module one in 30 minutes. And you know you deserve 30 minutes for sure. Yeah, Joy, you can do that. I love it. I can do that, Joy says. It's awesome. Sue Bob, I feel your pain. Yeah. I love the ha-ha. Just kidding. Yeah. Y'all got 30 minutes. If you've got to 2x speed it, 2x speed it. It's fun. If you think Corinne talks fast, cussing Corinne, you better get a straw. If you play the drinking game with Corinne, is every time Corinne cusses, you drink water. If you listen to any replays of any calls on 2x speed, make sure that you have a straw. You're going to need it because you're just going to be drinking the whole time. If you go on somebody ask, where is the chat? If you go under newsletter, calendar, and replays on nobswomen.com, click on video replays. If you click on any call at all, any call that was live, you will see any links that we talked about in the call, and it'll say click here for this call's chat transcript. That's what it says. So this is so fun. This was so much fun. Corinne will be back next week. She is doing coaching this weekend. Let me double check this calendar. If you are in the special diet subgroup on Facebook, she's doing a special call for y'all on Sunday, and she is doing weight loss coaching as well. So make sure you hashtag, if you listen to anything, check the boxes. Make sure you get your boxes checked. If you listen to it on the podcast, if you do not have the 3 Private Member Podcast, remember you cannot search for it on your podcast apps. It's private. Only for No BS Women, you should have 3. The No BS Weight Loss Course, Self-Paced Courses, and live trainings, which is everything that comes out of our mouths goes on there. If you do not have those on your podcast app, there's 3 of them. Email support at pmptribe.com and they will hook you up. All right. Don't forget to hashtag. Don't forget to check your boxes. And yeah, I just love being here. This was fun. I had a good time. I hope y'all did too. I'm going to run 4 miles right now. I'm going to go put on my tennis shoes and run 4 miles. So y'all have a great day. And I will be thinking about all y'all when I have my $5 Publix sushi tonight. Publix sushi. Y'all have a good day. I'll talk to you later. Bye, y'all.